Sometimes pouring on the power means inspiring people by sharing things that you have gained. Growing up, I had a friend named Joy Bubbles. No first name, no last name, just Joy Bubbles. I was very into phones, and every year when the phone book came out, I would look up dial, D-I-A-L. And there used to be a very long list of recorded things you could dial, like dial a prayer, dial a meditation, dial a story, dial a joke, and the list was very long. At the end of the list was the Zizzerific fun line. And Zizzerific was spelled Z-Z-Z-Z-Y-Z-Z-E-R-R-I-F-I-C. That didn't sound like a real word, so I dialed it and got what I believed to be the best storyteller in the world. At the end of his recording, he gave a number to talk to him in person. I dialed the number, Joy Bubbles answered, and we became the best of friends. He was blind, but knew all about phones, and so did I. Joy Bubbles was great because he could dial numbers just by whistling into the phone. He knew the pitches of all the touch tones, so he could whistle that same pitch and dial numbers. Joy Bubbles and I taught each other about phones, and we were very into voicemail systems. Well, me, Joy Bubbles, and about four other people decided to have a contest one time. We wanted to see who could have the longest voicemail message. Some went up to an hour, but he wanted longer. So, those guys called all over to find a long voicemail message, but not me. I went shopping for voicemail software and I built my own system. I ended up with a totally unlimited system. You can record messages up to 20 years long if you really want to. So I have the world's longest voicemail system that anyone can join. So far, mostly blind kids and adults have been on it. This one kid, Chris from Minnesota, had a dream of being the first blind radio announcer. He set up a box on my system as a pretend radio station for practice. He did a really great job. Finally, he signed up to give the play-by-play at his school. I never understood how he did it, but because of my system, he found a way. He really did become the first blind radio announcer. Joy Bubbles died in 2007, but you can search the internet and find stuff about him. Joy Bubbles is spelled J-O-Y-B-U-B-B-L-E-S. There is no space between Joy and Bubbles. He connected Joy with Bubbles, and so his name was Joy Bubbles. My phone system stays on in his memory, and I call it the Flame of Hope, because without hope, there is no flame to go on. Anyone can join my system. I don't want to put my number on the CD, only because if my number ever changes, it will be wrong on this CD. So if you want to call or join my system, do an internet search for me, Snoopy Button, and call my number and you will get my system. Blake Roberts is one of the members on my system and he is blind. He programs DeckTalk to sing like I do. And you know, Sandy Petty often has guests come up on stage in her concerts and sing with her. And so I was thinking, maybe I would start a new trend. No one that I know of has had a special guest on a CD. So I want to be the first one to do so. Blake lives in Delaware, so getting him on this CD was a challenge. First he tried doing the recording on his computer and emailing it to me. For some reason the file ended up with a lot of noise. So, I decided to have him call into my system and do the recording by phone. Well, this sort of worked, but I ended up with the phone quality recording. So for about the next 12 minutes, please forgive the track quality and listen to the quality of his message. And now, here is my friend, Blake Roberts.